Reading 2. The Future of Water. According to Fortune magazine, water is the oil of the 21st century, the precious commodity that determines the wealth of nations. The CIA estimates that by 2015, access to drinking water could be one of the main reasons for international wars. According to all available information, the world faces an imminent water crisis. The world's current population of 6 billion people is expected to swell to 9 billion by 2050. The United Nations estimates that if we continue to use water at today's rates, the world will face severe water shortages by 2025. Worldwide, we are taking so much water from our rivers that in some, barely any water reaches the sea. The Colorado River, once powerful enough to carve the Grand Canyon, is now being siphoned to supply water to several states in the American Southwest. Likewise, the mighty Nile and Yangtze Rivers are reduced to a trickle before reaching their seas. But wait! If two-thirds of the Earth's surface is covered with water, why don't we have enough water to drink? Of all the water in the world, only 1% can be used in homes and in farming. The rest of the water is either salt water or is frozen in polar ice. So, shouldn't global warming release some of that water? In fact, global warming will make the situation worse. Now, water is released gradually from ice and snow into rivers and lakes. If global warming melts the ice and snow, all of the water will be released at one time, and most of it will go into oceans and seas. While some people see the water crisis as a humanitarian issue, others see it as an economic one. We all need water, and some companies are set to make a healthy profit from the situation. In the Bolivian town of Cochabamba, the government gave a 40-year contract to a single water company. Shortly after receiving the monopoly, the company raised water prices drastically. Local citizens revolted. Finally, the government was forced to cancel the contract. Denmark is one country that is taking action to protect water for the future. The Danish government has a 10-step program to ensure the quality and quantity of water. For one thing, 170 pesticides have been banned because these poisons leak into the water supply. In tandem with this step, organic farming is being promoted. Organic farming does not use harmful chemicals. Additionally, other steps are being taken to protect important aquifers. Aquifers are large areas of stone underground which hold and filter water. They are essential for maintaining a healthy, natural water supply. Former United States Environmental Protection Agency Chief Christy Whitman warned that water quality will be the biggest environmental issue we face in the 21st century. Water shortages are an international problem. We can only hope that the nations of the world will seek a humanitarian solution so that future generations can enjoy this basic source of life.